What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Honeybee Podcast, Season 4, Episode 4. My name is Warren.
And I'm Jay.
I'm Joseph.
I'm Kenny, a.k.a. Ken Dollars.
Oh, my God. And today, we have a first guest of... We've been trying to get him for many years, and he's been wanting to, but he keeps flaking.
Flaker.
Say hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. I'm Mike.
Mike Key.
A.k.a. Miguel.
A.k.a. Miguel.
Okay, so... This is one of the few podcasts where we have more than four people on it, so it's going to be pretty rowdy, probably.
Hell yeah.
Especially with the basis of the topic that we're doing.
We couldn't get through the fucking intro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, every time I was trying to start recording, I was like, shut the fuck up, then literally 1 second later, one of us would laugh. So, we want to continue off of the episode two that we recorded. And we were saying how we could probably create a whole podcast of things we do in public that we probably should not do, but we still do it anyways.
Because we're just so comfortable doing it, like, around each other.
Yeah, because we do it all the time, so we came, like, second nature to do with each other, and then we don't realize we're in public until someone gives us a creepy look or a kid is yelling and wondering what is happening. But then I realize they're just looking at me normally, so. And they're like, Mommy, what is that monster? Why is it not under my bed?
Oh, no, he's just Asian.
Okay, anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
It's okay, everyone here is Asian, we're good.
Yeah, it's not PG-13 anymore, it's fine.
You're spiritually Asian, it's fine.
What does that mean?
I'm below the waist.
What? No, wait, hey, hold on. That's the one part I don't want.
Hey, no, he's right. He don't want that. Right. He don't want none of this.
Joseph, you want to start off with the anecdote?
Sure. Just 2 days ago, a couple of us were, like, playing some, like, outdoor games in the park. I don't remember exactly what we were playing, but at some point, Kenny messed up his throw or something, and then immediately, he didn't even think about it, he just goes, ah, damn it, fuck me in the butt! Kenny! We're in public, dog, what are you doing? He's like, oh, shit, I gotta watch out. And then literally, I think, like, 10 minutes later, he goes, ah, shit, fuck me in the butt! I'm like, dude!
Yeah, and this is a public park with kids around, and it was a very beautiful day, so there's plenty of families and everyone around.
Oh, shit, fuck me in the mic.
And usually Kenny is pretty loud, too, so it makes it extra fun.
I forgot about that.
That was literally 2 days ago.
And like, it's not even like a normal like exclamation. That's definitely just like an us thing. Like, I don't know. We're weird.
I mean, that's definitely something most people would not say in public.
To be fair.
Most things we say are things that people wouldn't say in public.
To be fair, a lot of people do say, like, ah, fuck me, right? But then we're like, ah, fuck me in the ass sideways, daddy. Like,
yeah, we always have to take it one step further.
It's great.
Yeah, and I know one thing that we do a lot is either, like, spank each other or grab each other's ass while we're in public.
Mikey.
And then we do it like while waiting in line for something. We're like, oh shit, we're in public. I know I do it at Joseph and Tam all the time at the Cliffs. So they're just like bending over or like looking at something. I just walk by and spank them. I'm like, oh shit.
Which is worse, because I'm always wearing black pants and he always has chalk on his hands.
Yeah.
So it's just an imprint of a hand on my ass. Like, dude, I can't wash this off.
Anytime I see Mikey after a while, grabs my ass and stares into my face for like a whole fucking minute afterwards while still having his hand on my ass.
I don't know why I do that. It's been ingrained in me since high school.
Why?
Since high school?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
high
school. There's my friend group. it's just like this friend group where we just say the most profane things and grab each other's parts.
Parts
into each other's eyes while we do it. But one time in high school, it was like a gym class, it was the end of the year, so we were just like sitting watching another gym class, and it was younger kids, they were middle schoolers, and one of my buddies just like smacks my friend in the ass and grabs it as hard as he can and goes, I can't wait to show all these little kids me fucking you in the ass.
What the
oh
fuck?
Oh my god.
And then my gym teacher looks up at his iPad and he goes, I think that's the most foul thing I've ever heard from a student. And that's the only thing that has ever gotten me to look from up on my iPad. And then we go, we don't regret it.
That's
concerning. Yeah. Especially for like a high schooler.
And we were like, yeah, we'll see you later.
As a teacher, though, I'd be like, what the fuck?
See you for eighth period.
My dad really said that's the first time I have ever looked up from my iPad. Jesus.
Other shit didn't faze him.
He didn't mind the kids getting robbed or threatened.
No,
it was the sexual tension between friends.
Fuck me in the butt one, though. Mm-hmm. There was another time. I think I told you guys already, though. Like, I was working at the store, the sock store. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
Yeah. I, like, dropped my phone. I thought there was no customer in the store. So I dropped my phone. I was like, ah, oh, fuck me in the butt. And then me and my friend started laughing. But he was like, you know there's a customer here, right? And I was like, oh, shit. Customer doesn't say anything. Then we ring him up. And then he goes, I don't know if he was trying to be part of the joke.
Mm.
He's putting his card inside. He's giving us his card. And then my friend goes, you can either tap or insert. And he was like, oh, I'm going to insert it. And then we were just like,
oh,
is that, are you trying to be part of the joke? Because if so, just don't. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, we didn't laugh.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Did it look awkward after it? He was like, oh shit, no one left. Like,
I did not make eye contact. I was like, I'm good.
So yeah, shit that we shouldn't say in public.
Oh, there's another one that fucking... Go ahead. Oh, yeah. There's literally so many. Like, when we went to that restaurant, the Badiglioni.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot.
We're fucking waiting... The waitress is asking us for drinks, right? Mm-hmm. And then she steps away for a little bit to give us some time. And then later she comes back. I don't know if Joseph noticed. And then I was like, oh, I want my own drink. And then Joseph just looks at me and goes, oh, no, but we can just spit swap. Like, right when the waitress is there waiting. And I'm just like, I don't know what to say.
I was like, what? Oh, shit, she's right there.
That's probably the worst part in restaurants, because we're always just talking to ourselves and we forget there's other people around us, especially waiters. They we probably say the dumbest shit when they just walk into us. Oh god,
we could probably just spit swap. Yeah, can I get a
yeah, I'll have what he's having.
When we talk shit too loud about waiters that walk away.
Wait, what?
You've never, like, talk shit about a waiter and can't they walk it. Away and it's too, like, you said it a little too quick. They haven't walked away.
Oh, like, I do that far. Shit. Yeah. I do that shit. Yeah.
I can't say
waiters,
I have.
Just people in
yeah,
general.
Just anyone?
Yeah.
Why are you talking shit about your waiter, isn't it?
Because I don't like
them. Oh, weird.
But they're serving me food, so I won't say it too
much. Point your mic down more.
God damn it. Make up your mind, Dad.
Yeah, there you go.
No, that's true. That's true. You don't, like, say it too loud. Or try not
yeah.
to. And then when you catch yourself, you're like, oh, fuck, there goes my food. You pissed in it.
I mean, yeah, that's usually how you order.
See, that's
it.
An example of the shit you don't say.
Or when Juan is making our salad. Like, that's the first thing.
And you said that at the store?
I said that at the store last time I went over there. He's like, oh, what do you want? I was like, oh, can you spit in it twice for me?
Yeah, that probably is weird. Huh?
And then I wanted the romaine.
You wanted the spit and then the romaine
yeah,
after?
I wanted after, like, at the end.
It sucks it up. Yeah. Fuck you up.
Shit like that, too. Or like, I don't know, like, whenever we get, I guess, like, playfully upset with each other, we're just like, Warren, I'm going to kiss you. Like, shit like that.
I'm going to lick the skin off your face.
Yeah.
And then you go do it.
Yeah. Wait, no, what?
I usually say that.
And then he usually does do it.
Oh. I don't know. Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I'd be saying that shit when we're gaming, and, like, I'm screaming it. And my parents are right down the hallway, and my door's open. I'm like, I realized the other day, I was like, How much do they hear? How much do they hear? They're probably like, damn, our son might be gay. How many boys he's kissing?
You gotta wonder, though, how much of it they just block out subconsciously.
Yeah.
Like, they probably, like, realize that you're gaming and just don't give a fuck. Or they're really concerned.
They haven't asked me anything yet, so.
They haven't brought it up, so they're either ignoring it or they don't hear it.
Getting you help as we speak.
This is my help, you guys.
This is the intervention.
Literally, they know you're making it worse.
Yeah, I was going to say, we'd encourage it.
Back to the ass grabbing. Like, like, I've been starting to go to the gym consistently with Mikey.
Don't.
And
they're calling Mikey out.
Looking at me right before you say it.
And it's like, he doesn't care.
He really doesn't. He was doing that in the middle of the park on Monday.
Yeah.
Whenever we were playing Can Jam, whenever Warren would like bend over slightly to like throw the frisbee.
This ass, I'm grabbing it. Especially, only if it's my boys.
And you guys heard it here first, everybody.
When it comes to your boys, you grab ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Angels out here grabbing anyone's ass.
Nope. Only male ass.
And the sex noises, too, in the gym.
No, I stopped that.
Hey, you did it? You did it on the knee?
All right, that was intentional.
Not when you're doing a set. Like, so if nobody knew here, like, Mikey would, like, be working out, and then while he's putting in extra effort into a rep, he would, like, moan. But, like, yeah, and, like, you know how people grunt and stuff? Mikey would go, like, and I'm just like, what the fuck? But he stopped now. He's doing man groans. He's like, ugh. I was like, yeah, that turns me on even more.
What the fuck?
No, but now he just does it intentionally in the gym.
Yeah. I just feel like in between sets, like when Kenny's doing his sound,
you're like, oh yeah, Danny. But then sometimes he has his headphones on, and I don't think he realizes how loud he is.
No, half the times I don't have music playing.
You can't say that like it makes it better for you.
What the fuck? I'm supposed to make it better. I told Kenny last time, I know how loud I'm talking. I don't care.
And then you go,
I don't care.
Literally, like so many things, like you'll be like, oh yeah, you better do that sucking on fuck you later or some shit like that. I don't mind it, but it'd be...
Alright, I thought what happens in the gym stays in the gym.
Said, not one of those other people, but you know.
It's part of the story right now for the podcast. Hey.
Yeah, and I think what makes it worse for whenever we make stupid comments like that, we always try to one-up each other the next time we see each other or like... Even just the next comment that we make. So, like, oh, I'm going to fuck you. I'm going to fuck you so hard until you scream. And then, like, we just keep up one-ing upping, like, from there. And it just gets worse and worse. And then.
Or when you both don't pay any mind to it, you both say something weird, and then you just move on. And everyone else around you is like,
what's wrong
with these guys?
Yeah.
Oh, how you been? Oh, I've just been crying into a.
Yeah,
day.
Joseph.
Oh, man, that's,
oh.
I go
why'd you call me out? We all do that shit. Why'd you call me out specifically? Shit.
Yeah, fuck Joseph.
I agree.
Like in the ass?
I want to fuck a dog.
That's racist. So, so moving past like fucking homie shit. So like how you're saying like making like I want to die jokes.
Yeah.
Like way too commonly.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And
or not just like self-deprecating shit in general.
I think I don't even realize anymore.
Yeah.
Actually.
To be fair.
Yeah, for real.
Other people do that. Not as much as we do, but other people do that.
But then people also know how to like who to say it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'd be fucking up.
Yeah. You know, someone asked. At work, like a customer came up and was like, "Oh, like it was really busy today. How was it later on?" I was like, "Oh, I meant it was better." I like caught myself, like my eyes got big. I was like, "Fucking kill!" it was better later. I'm like, "Oh, okay." I haven't seen him since. They're probably never coming back.
When I reach the end of a conversation, it's so common for me to just say, to either say, I don't know, dude, I'm gay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or I don't know, I want to die.
I resist saying that at home. Yeah. At home, I'd be like, I don't know.
Especially after like a lengthy conversation too. When like a serious conversation is like, I don't know, dude, I'm fucking gay, just fine.
I say that I'm gay a lot at home, and my mom is just like, I know.
Oh, you started saying it around there?
Like, no, because, like, even growing up before you guys, I would always just say, like, I'm gay around the house for no reason. And then I think my mom just got used to it. Like, we know.
Kiss a guy already and be done with it.
At least she's supportive.
Done with it. Keep going. Why stop there?
Like I say, you always have to one-up yourself.
Not sucking dick if it's to prove a point. I mean, it's not gay if it's to prove a point. Fuck.
If you're helping a homie out.
It's not gay to help your homie out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed this before, right, Joseph?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Go back to season 3, episode, I don't know, 40-something.
You'd be really fucked up if you actually got the right,
right number. I'm going to guess 42, I don't know.
No, because look, if you suck a dick, right, it's not gay. But if you suck a dick and you get hard... Think about it.
Then it's helping a homie out.
No, but then... Wait, what?
You're just preparing yourself for the other way around.
For the reverse.
Yeah.
Because
I scratch your back, you suck my dick.
Yeah, helping each other both ways, you know.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's like a two-way street.
Mm-hmm. Word. I understand now. Get it.
Y'all ever tried sucking your own dick?
Yes.
Right?
In public?
I feel like everyone...
But yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone has. Yeah.
Have you been able to?
No.
Wait.
Isn't it?
Why do you ask that?
Because I want to see who has it.
Oh God! I saw the audio just freaking break.
I want to see who's flexible.
Isn't it like not possible unless you remove the bottom ribs or some shit?
Or
like,
you have a huge fucking dick.
So you can then.
I've always been scared or wondered. Because the only way you can do that is if you break your back. So if you die in the process of doing it, is your body going to be discovered with your dick just in your mouth? I wonder what happened here.
I mean, if you go the opposite way.
Backward.
Like Patrick?
I can feel your toes.
But it's not gay.
Happy Pride Month.
How did we get here?
I don't know, dude. That was you.
It's your fault.
You started it.
You were thinking it.
Oh, any the I want to die shit.
Yeah, I'd be saying that shit all the time.
I remember I said that with a work staff, and then I don't know what we were talking about. We were because we went out for at a bar to get some drinks or whatever, and then one of my because I drove, and then one of my friends goes, "Are you good to drive?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm good." And she's like, "Okay, I just want to make sure whatever." And she was like, "Cause I had before I drove a little tipsy before and I almost crashed or something." Was like, oh yeah, I hope I can crash. Some shit.
Yeah, we're so lucky.
It was something in that sense. And then she was like, and everybody was like, whoa, what are you saying? And I was like, oh, I was just joking.
No, you know what I do say all the time, and I don't care who listens.
If I die, I die.
Yeah, I say that shit all the time.
That's fine.
If I die, I die.
We say that all the time in clips now. It's like when they're like, oh, I don't know if I could do this. Oh, if I die, I die. I say that a lot too now. Yeah.
Did you say that when you did the punching bag thing?
The punching bag thing?
The jumping for the...
It's possible.
High velocity. Yeah. That's not what it's called.
High exposure, I think.
Exposure.
I
say that shit, even if I'm not trying to be funny, I just if I die, I die.
that shit was scary.
Yeah. That was fun. I want to do that again.
But I'd be down to do it again, but maybe not there, especially since you've told me how many times
that
people
horror
have
story.
Not came back from there. I was trying to think of why I called you out before. It's because I remember you telling me a story of in class you were responding to something like your parents loving you or I don't remember
oh.
context.
Oh, I do that shit all the time. I think the one you might be thinking of was during acapella practice. The president asked hey, does anyone have any does anyone have any questions? And I was like, why don't my parents love me?
Oh yeah, that was it.
It just came out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit. Thankfully, I've never done anything like that with them, but they were cool with it. But, that was a bad first time to test the waters.
And I feel like that's a pretty deep one to dip your toes in.
Anyone have any questions? Why don't my parents hug me anymore?
Gets to the point where it's hard for me to make normal, not allegories, what are they called? And I don't know, like exaggerations, I guess.
Because
the first thing that comes to mind is like either I want to jump into moving traffic or like I want someone to hit me with a car as like an answer to things. But then I have to think about something that's normal and I can't.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, it was really difficult. And I was like, that's it. Like, that's why I can't make small talk with people at work.
With normies.
Yeah. Because I know my first response would be like, that shit made me want to fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
Like,
I can't say that in
public, can I? But you can.
I can. Yeah, that last week of work is going to be great. I'm just not going to. I'm just.
No filter.
I'm just going to be an asshole.
Also, Kenny just reminded me of something. While Jay was talking, Kenny started feeling his bicep. So since a lot of the group like regularly work out, we would always like grab each other's like, muscles and everything, and be like, "Oh my god, you're so strong! Oh my god!" And then like we usually do it pretty loudly too whenever we're doing it, and it's pretty much like anytime we see each other, even if we're just standing there, we're just like,
even
"Oh my
if they
god!"
Don't work out.
Yeah, like you guys grabbing me. I'm like, you're just grabbing my bones.
You know what actually started happening? I was on a... Okay, this is going to sound like I'm bragging. But I was on a date.
Oh!
And then the girl grabbed my arm. Shut up.
He gets bitches.
Oh, my God.
No.
Joseph, yeah. Bitch, get her.
Shut up.
Bitch,
she grabbed
up.
My arm. And then on reflex, I cringed. the second she, like, put her hand on my bicep, I, like, shrugged away. I was like, oh, my God.
What are you doing? The touch of a woman.
You're like, and it's PTSD of all the times Mikey would just grab my bicep and be like, oh my god, this guy is jacked.
She grabs you like, Mikey, stop. I'm
so sorry.
I mean, Michelle. That's not my name either.
But did she say you were jacked?
No.
So well, Mikey's probably better then.
Yeah, true. True. I do prefer
Mikey. He gives you the positive affirmations.
Why? Because you grab like everyone else we like oh wow like wow you're looking big you fucking
he
like,
fondles
yeah,
his fingers
yeah.
No don't yeah,
yeah.
That
you get like a deep grip in there
yeah you ever grab a balloon really hard like that's what Mikey's
I just
doing
gotta show you have something to grab onto
thanks
if I grab it, you don't know
thanks,
it's true,
that's true though
because you need something to hold on to.
But yeah. I still feel violated afterwards.
Yeah, but like it's fun. It's
that's
Mikey.
That,
it's fun.
That,
it's fun. It's Mikey.
What
do
you
the mind muscle.
That's that mind I'm making sure you understand. In your
oh,
mind
no, because Mikey does that to me in the gym, too. But it actually does help.
Yeah.
Like he'll touch my chest and be like, oh, yeah, it's engaging. Sometimes he does it as a joke, but other times, obviously, he's feeling if it's working.
Yeah.
And then he like also touches my thigh.
during a bench press.
Yeah, I was gonna say while you're benching, he's just grabbing your thighs. And I was like, nothing. I didn't do anything because I let her rock. That's what homies do.
That is what homies do.
Homies let her rock, no matter how far it goes.
Honestly,
he does grab though.
I do grab.
My man, be
I think we, need to follow his steps.
No. And grab him back.
I think if you start grabbing me, like you, Kenny, I'll be scared. I'm gonna be real with
you. He's gonna vice grip you just
because I wouldn't be able to escape. What am I gonna?
You remember?
You will.
You guys ever watch?
Not.
You guys ever watch That's Our Raven, the juicer?
Oh yeah.
He's just gonna juice the shit out of your arms.
That's the class. I think it was Nancy Classified.
Oh, is it Nancy Classified?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, I don't know. One of those shows.
One of the many shows. I was gonna say Disney show, but that was on Nick.
Yeah,
Nick.
That's my favorite anime.
Yeah.
Why do they choose that to become the meme of my favorite anime? Yeah, so gay shit.
But I still start.
Happy Pride Month.
I am becoming more comfortable saying dumb shit. At least to my coworkers. Like, if I had a really rough morning at work, and they're like, "Oh, how was work?" I'm be like, "I'm gonna jump into an active volcano." Like casual things like that. Like nothing too bad, but it's a, I feel like it's a slippery slope. Like, today it's, oh, I want to swim into a boat motor. But tomorrow it's like, oh, I'm going to, like, bring a guillotine to work. And just
and like I said, you always have to one-up yourself with the creativity.
I brought a noose in my car today.
Some what?
I brought a noose in my car today. Then they'll look at you like, you didn't actually, did you?
I mean, it's like the show, A Thousand Ways to Die. You just take one.
I forgot about that show, yeah.
Time. Oh, shit.
What?
You
add
should.
To my content.
No,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Your watch list, yeah.
It's like, I'm gonna crowd surf concrete or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna snort.
Crowd surf concrete.
I'm gonna snort poison oak.
I'm gonna eat a tapeworm.
I mean, tapeworm can't kill you, right?
Why you looking at me when I said that? You eat a tapeworm, Mike?
No.
Would you?
Yeah.
Maybe it was sautéed.
I mean, he's trying
garlic
to lose,
and onion.
He's trying to lose weight, right?
Protein.
I got like three different answers to the same question. I'm glad that you guys are variety.
Yeah, tapeworm will make you like shit your brains out. So
I'm pretty sure they just.
Either way, it's losing weight.
Yeah.
It's a win-win to me.
Shit, he's helping to homie out.
Yeah, exactly.
He's helping.
I ate him. He eats me from the inside. Like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Symbiosis.
Yeah, I eat him. He eats me out. Same thing. Yeah.
Or fucking this kid. What is this big guy's name? Kenny. Kissing people and shit with your thumbs in between your
boobs. But he doesn't do that in public, though. He doesn't do it in public.
No, but I should.
Mean, you still do it.
But then, even that, because I would do that at parties and stuff. But Warren does it a lot where he'll like do it in public. He'll be like. Just kissing.
Really. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Actually do it.
Yeah.
But, like, you kind of, like, go in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like, sort of play chicken with you, and, like, yeah. I get really close to your face. I did it to Mikey at Kensico. Yeah.
I was just, like, trying to kiss me, and I went in.
Yeah. Then Mikey went further, and I lost. That's the first time I lost.
Oh, never mind. That reminded me of somebody, but I'm not going to name drop.
You lose?
Just come up with an alias.
Chicken?
Oh. I was gonna rhyme it.
Yeah. So this guy Crikey,
yeah, May Jathis.
He would grab your head and like actually kiss you if you don't stop.
Yeah,
I mean, what's
wrong
with that?
That's gay chicken, dude.
Is it someone we all know?
Yeah.
This
is it Brendan.
Oh no.
Okay.
No, you know what Brendan fucking does?
Oh god.
No. So he's never, to my understanding, he's never lost gay chicken. And and his rule, he told this to me, like, stone cold sober. He was like, gay chicken is when two men lean in and whoever backs out first loses.
Sure.
If they both kiss, then they have to start fucking each other in the ass. Whoever backs out first loses. If no one backs out, they got to marry each other. If no one backs out, they lose. He would just keep wanting up. I'm like, Brendan, you no. sure you're never going to lose gay chicken?
Oh my god.
Try what?
Gay chicken.
I'll
right, do it right now.
I lost.
Oh, you're no fun.
Yeah, I'm bad at that.
How you doing, Mikey?
No.
See?
See, you lost.
You get to that.
Nobody's so far away. It's like inconvenient.
Yeah, on the other side of the table, so a little inconvenient.
Next time. I mean, I could get up if you want to
no,
get
you
over
can't.
There.
Your knees hurt. Yeah, they do. So what should we do in public now?
You know what we should do? We should be mad polite to each other and shit in public and see how weird that feels.
Hell no.
I'd back out after like the first hour.
I mean, like, polite in like what sense?
We are polite.
We do that as a joke sometimes with each other. Like, Jay, you are so considerate.
Yeah,
you're such a talented artist.
You're such a good friend.
Yeah.
Like, you'll know, stop it.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
that's why I don't think I could hold up with it. Because we're like, stop.
Or like, it's like the time when I was like, Kenny, I love you, man. He's like, yeah, I love you too. I was like, you're not supposed to say it back. That's weird. Don't say it back.
You don't remember that?
No,
I don't remember where we were.
I think it was after a podcast.
Yeah, we were like in a parking lot somewhere, and we were like going to our own cars or something.
Mm.
And
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I was like, all right, you know, Kenny, I love you, and you're like, yeah, I love you too, man. I was like, you're not supposed to say it back.
Because the usual one is like, Warren will be
like why,
or like no, like I love you, or you're cute. Oh, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, dude, that's another one. I saw a tweet that was like my brother sneezed and I accidentally said shut the fuck up. And it was like, how do you accidentally say shut the fuck up? But I get it because I do that shit with you guys all the time.
In college, whenever Derek would like have like cough for once or twice, I'm like, just die already.
I do that at home too. That or you have one more. If they sneeze twice, it's over.
Cough one more time, see what happens.
Oh, that's enough.
I have started saying shut up to people that sneeze, though. I have started saying shut up to people that sneeze, though.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
I find it funny.
Yeah.
After, like, the third one or the first one.
Then you say shut the fuck up.
You do it at the it's first time they sneeze. It's just some poor old lady on the bus.
That's you. Shut the fuck up.
There's this video of this old-ass lady, like, 80 years old. She was deadlifting. And then the Thanks caption go. Of the tweet was like, I'm never giving up my seat on the bus for no old lady. No.
He's right, though.
No.
He's right.
I used to say this all the time in chat. I was like, oh, whenever I actually become a teacher, I'm going to just say to my kids, you guys want to see a grown man cry for 40 minutes straight? And then I did that with my kids once just because I actually was tired. And they're like, okay, at least there's no classwork. I'm like, no, guys, that's a very concerning thing for your teacher to say to you.
Didn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. B, what are we doing today? Watching me cry for 40 minutes straight. You cool with that? They're like, oh, no classwork. Like, well, shit.
Are we going to be quizzed on this later?
I'm trying to think of more specific scenarios.
I'm sure there's
several,
million.
But just they all just blend together because we do it. Because
we do it so much.
Or just.
I mean, that's fine to do.
Yeah, I was about
what
to say.
What do you mean?
Have we told a story on podcast? I feel like we have. We must have.
I'm sure we have.
Yeah.
But Joseph found out a way to make himself pass out, and he did in a restaurant once. And it was
really?
Very weird.
You were there, right? Were you not there?
I don't think I've heard of it.
All right, well, anyway, well, yeah, when I was a kid, I used to be able to make my face turn purple. And then I told the guys, like, in the middle of dinner at a restaurant, and then they didn't believe me, so I did it. And I did it so long that I passed out.
No, you said.
You guys want to see me pass out?
Yeah. Oh, something like that, yeah.
It literally came out of nowhere. Yeah. We were not talking about it previously. You just like, you guys want to see
oh,
me
yeah,
pass
no, there
out?
Oh, yeah, no, there was no segue into
there
it.
Was, yeah, there was no childhood memory of, oh, I used to be able to turn.
Yeah, no, I know. There was just.
Do you guys want to see me pass out?
And then we were like.
No. And you would go.
What I remember.
Black out in your chair.
What I remember was starting to hold my breath. As people were like, Joseph, it's fine. We believe you. And then I remember staring at my knees. Because I woke up staring at my knees. I was like, oh,
his
shit.
His eyes rolled in the back of his head.
Can I see you go purple without passing out?
Oh, God. When's the last time you did it? That time?
Yeah, probably that time, yeah.
So, new year, new you, right?
Yeah.
So, do it again.
Because it actually was kind of scary because I could hear you guys talking to me, but I wasn't conscious enough to reply back. So I was like,
yeah, that's what passing out is.
Yeah,
I'm good.
That usually happens.
Gain consciousness again.
Yeah,
it was like within like a 5 second span.
Yeah,
it was like 2 seconds. Like his eyes rolled back and he like slumped over and then he came back.
Yeah,
party
yeah.
trick.
It was like Cam on a roller coaster.
I should have forgot about that.
I still haven't experienced it. I've just heard the tales.
The very first
like
time
now
we met
you
Tam,
probably wouldn't, because I feel like Tam is probably used to.
Yeah. I don't think so. He said it would still happen to him.
Oh.
I think. But there's only one way to find out,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
Throw him off a roof or something.
I don't think I've ever seen him go on that kind of ride.
Well, when's the last time we've been to an amusement park?
We went once after that.
But did you go with Tam? No, oh yeah, because I remember Gigi saying it happened to Tam.
Oh.
They went on the pirate ship shit. That one that just goes back and
forth. I believe
it.
Yeah, that's the one that he passed out on with us.
Yeah, so I guess... It happened again. So I guess we should go back to Six Flags this year. And
just to make him pass out.
Yeah.
And then we should make a tracker of how many times we say gay shit.
You gotta write it down in your
iPad phone.
And then whoever has whoever's number is the lowest. It's
loses.
Punishment. Yeah.
We have to suck him off to completion. See, like the shit like that?
I'm cool with it. I'm cool with those rules.
Well, I guess the loser
Why
would have to
me,
would have like to do it to everyone else.
My man's gonna be silent the entire trip.
I feel like if Mikey was silent, I'd be very concerned.
Yeah,
exactly.
Cause I'd be
he's in it to win
he's
it.
He's plotting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mikey, is there any gay shit that you do with your other friends that you don't do with us, or vice versa?
No, we do it all. I think.
Yeah,
I
am jealous. Yes.
I think like. From what you guys were saying before, I think everyone, all guy groups, do exactly what we do, but like we're more public about it. My other friend group is like just as public about it, if not more. And like they're loud and they drink a lot. So it's like really public. And it's in like group settings. And not a lot of people are our friends out there. It's the same group that with the gym story. Yeah. That's that group.
So, but it seems like your other friend group does it in places where groups usually tend to be. We usually do it in places that are like just like public
grocery store.
Yeah, Barnes and Nobles.
I guess so.
People expect you to be rowdy in a bar.
Yeah.
They don't expect you to be rowdy in a library or some shit.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or at a donut shop.
What do we do at a donut shop?
I'm pretty
shop?
Sure we made a couple of like, let's watch how they make the donuts. And it's
I'm gonna fuck the donut.
I want some donuts.
Yo, that donut place is good.
Yeah, those are good. Fuck a donut.
Would I fuck a donut?
I didn't say that.
No, I wouldn't fuck a donut, but I would stack it on top of
it. Continue.
Isn't that essentially the same thing?
What, fucking a donut?
Yeah, if you just put it, stack it on.
Actually, that's a good point.
How many donuts does it take to count?
To get to the center of
a
Tootsie Pop.
I mean, if you.
One.
Yeah, just one, right?
But if it only. It's really just a dick ring.
Okay. Well,
I mean, one in and out is
that fucking jelly filled, and you fuck the shit out of it until it crumbles.
I mean, I thought you were providing the jelly.
So you got Boston cream.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's a little different.
Yes. Or you do the munchkins too.
How does that work?
Well, because your dick's too big for it, but for us, it's possible.
Oh yeah, brag about it, Jay.
What do you mean my dick is too big for? What is
for
it
for a munchkin? For a munchkin.
What are you doing for to me? The munchkin?
We're fucking the shit out of it.
Yeah, how?
The jelly filled
hole. The same way you would
There's
do a Boston cream.
Solid circle. There's no hole in it. You're poking holes into the fucking.
Yes, yeah. Precision. Come on.
They don't call us needle dicks or nothing.
Smacking around.
See, this is what we call big dick privilege. He doesn't understand the problems
of
a little
get us.
You just don't get us.
We get it. You're built different.
Oh, remember when we said we had to one-up each other?
Yeah.
This whole conversation. What is that?
Wasn't it one-upping, though? Like, what the fuck? Anyway, fucking donuts. Would you prefer chocolate or vanilla? Sprinkles or no sprinkles?
Are we talking about fucking the donut or eating a donut?
Yes.
Both, I guess.
Well, you gotta do foreplay first.
Which is which?
You gotta make the donut wet first.
I know, but which is which? Which is the foreplay? Which is like the final act? Please don't actually consider that.
I feel like for Joseph, eating the donut would be the foreplay.
For himself.
Yeah. Because the sugar file or whatever the fuck it
is. Sugar file.
But then,
go on.
Then whose would be put the vanilla glaze on it and eat it?
Joseph still.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can see him doing
that. And
then
put sprinkles.
This podcast has taken the illest downhill steep.
I don't think so.
Do you agree though?
Oh, 100%.
I'm pretty sure we've plateaued at the bottom.
That's not what a plateau is.
I think it is.
Oh wait, I mean the plateau is a flat, right?
Plateau means you go up and then flat.
Yeah. Well, we went down and then.
It's a reverse plateau.
There's no plateau.
It's a valley.
Just down the whole time. Okay.
So we just getting further and further.
Down. Wait, do you guys remember iCarly?
Sure.
Did you guys remember the guy who worked at the store, and then he would have bagels on a stick?
Yeah.
That's how I want to fuck.
You have to give a real life example just to illustrate your thought process.
What's that guy's name?
Tebow or something? Bro, there was something so racist, and I don't think it was addressed in that show. Because.
About a lot of things.
There was a lot of things, but there was one particular one. Never mind.
Just keep calling. Well, unless you don't remember it.
I don't remember it, like, fully, but there was something about him, and then, like, I don't know if it was the same episode, and they were playing, like, Jamaican laser tag or some
shit. What the fuck is Jamaican laser tag?
They were
wearing Rastafarian hats?
Yes, and they were just like, oh, come here, man. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this?
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff from
that wasn't
our,
even like, that long ago though.
No.
From shows during your childhood that had like low key racist stuff in it. Like Jay was telling me Tom and Jerry was racist. I didn't even know that until you told me.
You didn't realize?
I swear to God, I didn't know that until you told me. I mean, I still don't even know what is racist in it.
The black lady was the fucking... Their housemaid.
The entire show. I didn't even know they had a housemaid.
You never seen the no-headed... They did like...
They
had
no
faces. And like she would be in her... like fucking
maid the maid outfit?
And beat the shit out of Tom with... South in the 1800s, shit like that.
But yeah, Tom and Jerry was an old show.
Yeah. Also, they had hella blackface in that show.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Or I probably did. I just forgot.
Fucking Jerry's cousin, Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah. The Mexican one.
Yeah.
Or like the one with sombrero.
It was Mexican.
Yeah.
One. Yeah. Like,
it was straight up a stereotype.
Literally just Mexican Jerry.
Yeah, Speedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that show, Cow and Chicken? You guys watch that show?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, some hella homophobic shit in there.
I'm sure.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. I remember there was one episode where they had like a biker gang, like an all female biker gang, and they all looked like very like stereotypically offensive lesbians. And then when they came into the house, they all started eating the carpet. Do you understand that?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, they started eating. I was like, even as a kid, I understand this. That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah. That's funny.
I was like, Jesus.
I don't remember. You know, actually, I avoided that show.
Count Chicken?
I did not like that show.
I don't know why I wanted it. I think it was just on. I don't know how to operate the remote or something.
It was a very odd show. I think it wasn't even like.
I don't think I know that one.
Two stupid dogs.
Is that a Nick?
I thought it was Cat Dog for a second.
There's Cat Dog.
There's Cat Dog. Yeah, it's a different thing.
I didn't watch a lot of Cartoon Network. I wasn't allowed to.
Cartoon. I mean, that was on Nick. Yeah.
No. Cat Dog.
No, Cat Dog.
Dog Cat.
You weren't allowed to watch it?
Yeah. Like, my mom didn't like me watching SpongeBob. She didn't like me. I don't know.
Was it because she disliked SpongeBob or she thought it just didn't provide any value? Or?
That, and she, like, it had adult humor, I guess, like, the first one that I watched, and she's like, she's not down with that. But she let me watch Naruto and all that.
Where they kill people?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where it's a 15-year-old boy murdering
and then, like, she would let me watch, like, things like Lord of the Rings and, like, Troy, like, people killing
Troy?
Each other. But then I couldn't watch, like, SpongeBob, and I was like, all right.
Interesting.
I guess that's like my mom wouldn't let me watch Yu-Gi-Oh, but she would let me play fucking Halo and Call of Duty and all that shit.
And you couldn't watch Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
I still watched Harry Potter.
I know, yeah, but
and I still watch Yu-Gi-Oh.
You weren't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
No, because it had magic.
Yeah, yeah, that was a whole Christian scare thing back in the day.
There were wizards.
Same thing with Pokemon, because it's all about evolution and shit.
I didn't.
I've never heard of that one.
No, my parents never had a problem with it, but it was a whole like Christian scare on the news shit
because of evolution.
I couldn't watch Yu-Gi-Oh because it was the.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense, but not the Christian gods. Yeah,
God.
God. Yeah.
Yeah, growing up in with religion.
Hey, come on, man! I was supposed to say not you. That's my bit.
You love religion.
Religion.
I'm gonna say something. I forgot. It'll come back to me at some point.
I also love doing like super hyper like religious like. Oh, I'm just over here praising the Lord today.
I do have to be careful who I do that with.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I do say shit like that where I'm just like. Hey, like when I greet someone, I'm like, hey, have you guys heard about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Shit like that. But I have to like rein it in a little bit.
How would your sister react if you said that to her?
Depends how I said it.
Like is exactly how you just said it.
I don't know. I think she'd just think it was weird. She wouldn't be offended or anything.
She's super religious?
Oh, yeah.
And she would do it back. She'd be like, finally!
You've seen the light.
I forget, is your whole family religious?
My mom and sister especially. My dad is too, but my mom and sister are like very, yeah.
And your brother too, right?
Do they? I'm sorry. are they okay with that, brother?
At first, I was the only one that was like, I don't give a shit. but I mean, now they're cool with it. And like my brother's boyfriend is like basically part of the family now. He's part of the family group chat and everything. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he cool.
They
all cool with it.
He was in one of our videos.
He was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was in a
tongue twister.
Tongue
yeah.
twister.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah, I know. How long have we been recording for?
45 minutes.
There are a lot of like lulls in our conversation.
Yeah. So, when was the first time you beat your meat?
The first time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, he's like, I've been waiting for this.
Have we not talked about this before?
No, I
have
not. I've never had this conversation with anyone actually before.
I don't know.
I don't know when mine is either.
Grade. I just know it was in 7th grade.
June 17th.
I moved into a new house. And then like that was like peak middle school.
You got a christen in the new house.
My boy came up to me. He's like, dude, do you know what giving face is? And I was like, no. I never heard of that shit.
Let me Google it.
And he's like, yeah, there's this stuff called like giving face and like girls like touch your wiener and stuff like that. So that he's like, the first video we watched or I watched, like, it did not get me aroused, but he's like, yeah, this is the stuff you do it to. It's like two girls, one cup. Yeah. Mm. And he was like, yeah. Like,
not at that age. Anyways, continue.
I forget you're younger than us.
Why was
so,
that? Was that like a.
So two girls, one cup for me was in high school.
That was middle school for me.
Yeah, so yeah. I was like, what do you mean two girls, one cup in middle school? I was like, oh, yeah. Fucking like two.
He's only I don't think I'm that. I'm 2 years younger than you. Yeah. Yeah, and then I remember in 7th grade, my boy was like explaining what face was, which is head.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, you could do that by yourself. So that was the first time I tried like sucking my own dick. And then he's like, no, just use your hand. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember, and it was like, it was mad weird. And I got scared because when you come, it's like pulsing. I was like, yo, what is my dick?
It's weird.
So why? Scared. Why? Yeah, why is my pee white?
I knew sometime in 7th grade. That's it.
I was giving myself a face.
Maybe 6th.
That was pretty early.
That's
early.
I was
like 3rd or 4th grade.
I think I was.
Really?
Yeah, Jesus. It was like 7th grade is kind of late. I think I was like 4th.
I was in elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But at first, I didn't realize you could use your hand.
Okay, use your foot.
Use bars of soap.
He was couching it.
Basically, I would.
Joseph, I heard that.
No, you didn't.
What did you say?
Nothing.
What did he say?
He said bars of soap.
To admit it.
No. Nope.
Another thing you admit to on air. First the girls, now the soap. Next we're going to get them on sugar. Cookies.
Well that's not a secret.
Out. Yeah.
I fuck sugar.
Can't hide that. Okay. I mean, you did call them a sugar file. So it's fitting.
But I didn't realize you could use your hand at first. So, as Mikey described it, I would basically couch it, but with stuffed animals.
Hey. He's a furry. He's a
furry. It all makes sense.
Ladies and gentlemen,
star?
We got him.
It all adds up.
Star.
We got him, boys.
What was the first kill, Jay?
What kind of animal was it, though?
Okay, what are our guesses? I'm gonna say
good old Teddy. I'm gonna guess like a bunny rabbit.
I'm going to say it was a cat. I'm going to say it was a cat.
I would never. I can't believe you would even suggest that.
Yeah, just like a teddy bear.
Nah, it was definitely like a Goku figure.
After he transformed into an ape.
Jay's trying to go Super Saiyan.
So, who was right, Jay? That's worse.
I would have not guessed that. Jesus Christ.
it's worse.
Shit. Yeah, that is definitely not what I expected. Yeah,
I did not expect that. Wow.
Oh shit. But yeah, then
how do you feel about cow print? Just like women in cow print instead of leopard print.
The cow isn't the thing that made
it. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Trust me.
Think your brain connected
after
it.
After he heard Doja's "Bitch, I'm a Cow" movie, he's like, "Oh shit!"
Wait, was that Doja Cat?
Yeah.
What?
It was, yeah.
What?
No wonder you were so horny.
It all adds up again.
Anyway, continue.
What? Anyway. Yeah. Well, that was also before I had internet at home, so I was just in my head.
Fucking a cow.
Yeah. Wait, what? Hey, no, wait.
That wasn't in his head. That was what was actually happening.
Yeah. In my head, I was fucking Roxanne from Goofy Movie.
So he's still
so
in the furry.
Furry. Wait a minute. What do you mean, what's up? Don't what's up, me? Don't you try to play at all like it's all good? Fuck you, animal fucker.
This guy's a furry.
Okay, you're getting on the way to acceptance of yourself.
I don't want to.
It doesn't matter.
It don't make sense.
You'll find a way.
It don't make sense because now you're finding your true self. But now it's all rooting back to when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's psychology.
It's like some Freudian shit.
Yeah.
Simple therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or you're just into bestiality.
No. Have you ever seen One Guy, One Horse?
No, I don't want to.
That's how I knew I wasn't into that shit.
Or maybe just not into horses.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you ever seen one horse, one I mean, one guy, one cow?
I draw the line as horses.
Yeah.
Cows are okay, but horses, nah.
Because, like, when you fucking a horse, right? They're gonna be like,
or Jay's gonna be
one more time, what?
That.
They're like, what?
But if you fucking a cow, it's like, See, it's like how Mikey changes moan in the gym. It's different.
Oh, so Jay's into that now.
Yeah.
Huh? So Mikey went from horse to cow?
I don't know. I don't want to answer this anymore.
I don't want to play this game anymore. Mom, pick me up. I'm scared.
Anyway, Joseph, your turn to tell about your first subject.
Oh, actually, I genuinely don't remember.
I don't know mine story either.
Damn. What's your earliest memory?
My earliest memory?
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, I feel like I told mine before. I don't know why.
It's possible.
So we were
Oh no, yeah, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did tell us.
Okay, cool.
Was it on the podcast?
I think so.
I think it was.
So it's one
I feel like that's
camp.
Not something we normally talk about. So I'm sure it's on. I mean, yeah. It's possible we have.
Yes, I did in the car. I don't know if you remember.
I think. So what I recall, it was like you did it in the back of the car on a family trip or something, right?
Close. Yeah. So. Actually,
oh yeah, I remember this.
We were going to church.
Oh, that's.
Oh,
yeah.
I do remember this.
And then it told me to start up the car because we were running late, and. I just like, I don't know
car.
If Mikey heard it though. Yeah, I was like, as a kid, I just like being naked. So
honestly,
like,
same.
I was like, all right, I'm the only one in the car. Let me get naked.
What the fuck?
But I don't think I got naked. I just took off my pants. And then I had the hard dick. And then I was just like, I don't know why I started touching it. And I was just like, oh, this is crazy.
This feels good.
I was like, whoa, like, what was that? And then, you know, I was like, why does pee white? It's going all over the place. And then the thing is, I still had my shirt on. It went all over my shirt.
Oh,
and then
no.
I felt like, and I was still kind of religious back then. I was like, oh, I'm
so. So you felt mad guilty.
Like, what is this? They're going to see me when I go up to receive Eucharist. And I'm just like, and I'm just trying to hide it when everybody's coming in the car. And I was just like, if they ask, it's water. Left
the white. How old were you?
I don't know. Maybe like, I'm thinking fourth, fifth grade. I don't think any older.
Word. That's crazy that you guys remember your first story.
I think I remember mine
because it's so fucking.
Mine too.
Do you remember the, because like, so growing up, you wouldn't talk about this kind of stuff with your friends, right?
Do you remember?
Oh, no, I definitely would.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just like anything like that in general.
I've watched porn with friends before.
You what?
Me too. Yeah.
But you what? Sorry.
I watched porn before with friends.
Oh. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Two girls.
Not growing up though. Well, I did later on. But
no. I mean like in high school, middle school.
Oh, weird.
Middle school.
Yeah. It's what do you?
No, because I remember this one time in in high school, like my group of friends, we were all saying like, you know, we've never talked about stuff like that like as friends before. But if one of you starts the conversation, then it'll be normalized and now we can talk about it. And then months went by. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of lunch, no one was talking. This guy just goes, you know what, guys? I'm just going to say it. I don't like foreskin in my porn. Like, what?
He's right, though. I'm sorry.
We're like, all right, the floodgates are open. You know what I don't like?
This is off-putting, bro. It doesn't look... I can't...
No offense to anybody here.
Yeah, I can't empathize, bro. It's not there for me. I can't do it.
But yeah, so that was the first time I remember being comfortable talking about that shit with friends.
Have you ever, like, beat your meat? Obviously.
No, never. Not once.
No, like, beat your meat so much that, like, it started to hurt?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm sure. Like,
pretty sure everybody did.
Yeah, it has, like, when, especially when you're just, like, teenagers, like, exploring it and finding it for the first time. Yeah, you don't realize there is a limit.
You're like, I think me and my friends are like, yo, how many times can you do it in a day? So like,
yeah.
It was like the week decided. Like, at the beginning of next week, we were just like reported our numbers, and we were like, I remember for me, I was like, I started shooting blanks at like 7, 8
in a day.
Yeah.
Jesus, did you win? I don't think it was a competition, dude.
It was a competition.
Yeah, but everyone's like, yeah, I'm like. My shit's still throbbing.
I think the most I've done is like 4 in a day, maybe. I want to say like that's probably my max. 4 or 5.
Maybe 3 or 4 sounds about right for me.
I maxed that at 13.
No, you didn't. Did you?
Shooting blanks at like 7, 8. But
wait, like Jesus. Wake up and go to sleep, or like 24-hour period.
Wake up to go to sleep.
Jesus Christ. 13? That's like once every hour.
Did somebody?
He's like, yeah.
Did someone die? How many times was it when the person died? It was like 20, right?
I think.
It's Mikey. It's just Mikey.
Other things wrong with him too. I don't think it was just the.
13, Michael. Yeah. 13.
Yeah. It was when I was in like 7th, 8th grade.
You were like spewing out air at that point.
I should have worked out that. Yeah. That was peak testosterone. I was just going and going.
All right. How many times do you think you could do now?
Dude, not like I don't think over
twice.
Two. I don't think over 2.
Yeah, I wish I tried as a teenager. That was peak like.
Yeah, I definitely have tried that
for science.
Yeah, teenager.
I've only gotten like 4, maybe 5.
You know, I think my most was like 4 or 5.
What's your cooldown?
Long. I need like more than an hour.
It depends.
That's really long for you? That's not long at all.
That's not long.
It depends.
To me, long is like if you do one in the morning, you can't do it until night. Like to me, that's long.
That's too long. That's too long.
That's what I'm saying. That's long. Yeah.
Honestly, sometimes if I'm like have a lot of energy for the day, like maybe 10-20 minutes.
Yeah. Honestly, like if I get up and like walk around for a little bit, I'll be like, I could go again. Like,
yeah,
it depends. It really depends.
get a little Gatorade.
Or like, yeah. I'll just finish and then I think I'm done and then I go on Instagram. And I'm just like,
and then you see Jay's art.
What? Jay, your art's really good. Oh man,
that biking picture though.
Yeah, I don't think I could do more than 2 anymore. Well, I mean, I haven't tried in a while either.
I think we should report back.
All right, you want to just?
I'll come back for the podcast.
I was gonna say. All right, so it's about 9 p.m. right now. We report back in 24 hours. See how many times? All right, so I think we need a week.
Work. Yeah. So. What's that stopping?
Yeah.
No, I think we need a week. We need a week.
A week? You want to count the whole week?
No. I'm saying because what if today is a bad day? Then tomorrow will be a little bit better.
Okay, what if right so like Friday, a week, and then you just kind of do the average.
Wait,
so
am
like,
I allowed to? Am I allowed to abstain for 5 days and then pump it all out on the 6th day?
Yeah. I mean, whatever gets your boat. Yeah,
but for me, I'm gonna be doing 10 a day.
We're trying to hit PRs out here. Yeah, but if it's like I haven't in like a week, Then it's like.
But when's the last time you've done that?
It was awful.
That's a week, man. Just do it in the shower. Fuck it.
How do you do that, bro?
Like, I can't.
Wait, a week?
How you go a week?
Like, oh, dude, that's what I know. Yeah, I thought you meant in the shower.
You guys done no nut November.
No, I've only done 3 months before.
Well, how old were you?
For what purpose?
I was...
Last week?
19?
Bugging.
But do you have a reason for it? You were just testing yourself.
No, it was a bad breakup, and then I was just like... I'm not hooking up with girls. I'm just going to go to the gym. Like, nothing. I'm not touching my dick, nothing.
That's why you got so strong.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. And I was like, vegetarian, so it was, like, even worse.
You were a vegetarian at
the
point?
Yeah, for, like, 3 months. It's terrible.
3 months vegetarian.
He was a vegetarian for as long as he didn't jerk off.
Yeah. Coincidence?
Correlation?
Coincidence? Yeah. I think not.
But if you were vegan, though.
Probably same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we ask if swallowing cum is vegan?
We did. Yeah, we did. That was during our diet podcast, I think.
It's not vegan.
Isn't it vegan? Kids. Yeah. It's
protein.
Yeah. I mean, it's children.
Okay, why you gotta emphasize all that?
No, it's not even that. Because vegan, this is the exact reason we had.
Yeah, it's consensual, right?
Yeah, it's consented.
Because, like, animals can't say no.
Yeah. Because honey, even though there's no meat in honey, honey isn't vegan because it's still an animal product.
No, but isn't it... Like, if you breastfeed a baby, I don't know.
Someone who agreed.
I thought it was just you can't consume anything that's taken
animal
from.
Product.
Yeah. It's any animal product. Yeah.
Like a fur coat.
Well, you're not eating fur coats, though.
Maybe you're not.
The fuck?
Yeah.
So, would eating a carpet
be... Oh, my God, bro.
Like, that show really had carpet munchers. Jesus. It is hella homophobic. So, yeah.
I was going to ask something back. That had to do with...
Speedrun?
What speed you think about, Michael?
If you had to, what do you think your speedrun would be?
What?
Of jerking off?
Oh.
See how many times he could do it by the time he gets back? So, how fast do you think we could do it?
Yeah. If you're like really determined to, like, from the moment you touched yourself,
do you mean if we were to start right now, or if we're, like, really horny?
You're already from the moment you touch your own dick is when you
but
start
like
the timer.
Your mentality is like in like body, like,
sure, whatever,
super, super
whatever
horny.
Whatever mentality you want yourself to be in,
because, like,
I'll finish that quick.
Yeah, because if it
how
it completely
quick, like,
flipped
10 seconds 5 seconds
no
yeah I'm saying, like, how fast?
Like a minute.
Yeah, I would say a minute.
Yeah, because,
like, because if you're not horny at all and you're just like, all right, let me see how fast I could jerk off right now, it's like, it'll probably take a bit.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
like,
of course, yeah.
But yeah, if you're like, if your insides are like on fire, then you just...
I need to get it out.
Yeah. Especially if you're like having one of those fits where, like, you can't concentrate because you're just that horny.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
You ever just be like sitting down focused and you're just like...
Yeah, he's like, I can't concentrate.
Yeah,
I
need to jerk off.
Like, not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
But yeah, like, if it's like one of those things, then probably a minute. Like, if it's like, cause, like, you're not in that sense, you're like, you're just like trying to get it over with. You're not doing
it
for,
you're
like, not, pleasure. You're just like, it's more of like a task.
You're doing it to prove a point.
Yeah. Not prove a point. To who?
To yourself that you can do it in a minute.
No, I meant that it was like, if you can't concentrate, then you're like, all right, let me just get this over with and just quickly do it. And then, yeah, I think I can do it in a minute.
I think so.
Why, have you timed yourself before? That means yes.
So. No, I'm just curious.
You've timed yourself. What is it? What's your PR? You have, like...
He did it 5 seconds.
You have splits.
My man did a single stroke.
Yo! I want what he's having.
You have split timers, don't you? Of, like, from flaccid to hard, and then to...
like interval training or some shit.
To finishing, and then to clean up. You have all the splits.
All the splits, yeah.
What about you, Mikey? Have you... How fast do you think you could jerk off if needed? Like, if your body is, like, corny.
And talking to the mic. Thing.
If needed? What do you mean, if needed? Like, I just need to let it out?
Yeah, like, if you... I guess not if needed, but, like...
If If gun to your head, I was like, I need you to come as fast as you can right now.
That's different. See, that's what I was saying. It depends on the scenario.
That's not going to make you more turned on?
No.
All right, could you put the gun in my mouth?
Yeah, that'll make me go quicker.
You guys are prudes.
So, like I was saying, like, if you're having one of those times where you can't concentrate because you're just, like, so horny, just, like, if you're in that situation.
If it was, like, when I lost my virginity, like, 5 seconds.
Like, dead ass?
Dead ass.
But we'll talk about the jerking off, though.
Ooh. Do I get content to watch?
Or does it have to whatever you want. Yeah. No, whatever you want.
The moment you pull your pants down.
Maybe like 5 minutes?
5 minutes is the fastest you can make yourself, really?
Okay, no, that's a good question, though, because, like, I'm horny, but am I already hard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, from the moment you touch your own dick is when the timer starts. So you can make yourself hard by watching shit.
Maybe like 30.
Right, another time.
And then that doesn't count as a timer.
30,
no.
30 seconds?
Oh, so then, yeah.
All right. Yeah, boys, we have homework.
We have two tasks.
Speed run, and then see how long you can last before you finish.
I feel like we can get that all done in one day, because, like, you know, like you said, pent yourself up.
Mm.
You're real horny, and then just...
Do one quick one, one long one.
Back to back.
Yeah, then an average time.
Just to get like a median, how many get times? A control group.
Let's open an Excel spreadsheet and
we'll do it on Discord.
The graph and everything. Oh my god!
Just to like real time reports.
I'm just be silent. You won't know.
Are you there?
The mic.
I'm
mute?
Done.
Yeah, you guys are already lacking. I already done it twice.
Oh, is it? I didn't know you muted yourself. I wasn't on mute.
You guys ever had like blue balls, like legit blue balls?
It's okay. You're not missing out on much.
Yeah,
I feel like I don't want that to happen.
The first time it's happened to me, I didn't know what was happening. I was like, why? It feels like I sat on my nuts or something. I don't know what's happening.
My stomach hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're talking about you, though.
No, like different.
You sit on your nuts.
Different kind of sitting on my nuts.
Different kind of.
You nut sitter.
I've been double blue balled.
What does that mean?
Wait, what does that mean?
So, like, it was like when I was a freshman in college. I was with this girl, and she blue-balled me because she had to go out. And then the next day, it was the same shit. So like, it was like, I was like...
Ass luck.
2 days in a row?
But why don't you just finish yourself off?
Because I was like, I ain't about this. Like, I'm going to go hang out with my boys.
So why didn't they finish you off? Some boys, they are.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not friends with
them. Wait, you was in pain?
No, yeah, it really hurt a lot.
Then why wouldn't you let the nut out?
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
You, because that motherfucker likes pain. He likes that.
Because I was like, oh, I'm just gonna get it like tomorrow or later, you know.
And you did.
Not.
Well, did not. I guess.
Well, it was doubled. So after the second time.
After the second, you beat your meat.
No, I just like it was
what
like.
What the fuck's
was,
wrong
like,
with
I
you?
I think it was like, she went out and then like she came back and.
Oh, then you did.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's.
But
fair.
It still hurt like a motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you just didn't get any. I'm just like, man, that sucks.
No.
I would have bloated.
It was bad.
That I've never.
You like feel heavy and shit down there.
My stomach just
hurt, you
like a bitch.
Your bottom half of your body feels like heavy. Yeah. It's a weird feeling. Definitely the first time it happened, I was like, I don't know what's happening.
I vaguely remember like the bust wasn't that enjoyable either.
Right, yeah. It's just like it just gets rid of the feeling, really.
Yeah, it gets rid of the pain.
Yeah. It's really not, you're really not missing out on much.
But how old are you guys? Because I was really young, and I feel like...
I was 18.
I feel like I can't really get blue balls like that now.
17? Well, not, yeah, so now you could just jerk off, I guess.
Not even the point of jerking off, but like...
Getting
blue balls in general?
I feel like it's not as bad now, because like we're not as like...
I guess because of our libido is much lower.
Yeah. Okay. Go back to the bathroom.
Oh, you want me to do a second one?
Yeah.
Second report.
How fast
is
that one? Yeah.
How long was I gone?
Oh, that's too long. Too long.
Already. Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay, Joseph. Have you ever had a blue ball?
I have, but I don't have a specific memory tied.
You fucker, you and your bad memory.
I do have bad memory. I just know it was sometime in high school.
He's suppressing it.
Yeah, probably. Like repressed memory or something.
I think, should that be part of our test and report back if we can get blue balls?
No, I'm good.
Oh, blue balls ourselves?
I'm good.
You purposely blue ball yourself?
How is that even, like, how?
Have you guys ever edged? You jerk
have
off.
Have you ever edged?
But I feel like sometimes.
And then don't finish, purpose, right?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes when I jerk off, it's just like to get rid of energy. Like, it's not even because I'm horny. So, like, well, I feel
honestly,
like
it helps
ball,
me sleep at night.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I feel yeah, like
balls,
we,
you have to be horny for that to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like we joked, the fap sleep.
Yeah.
It is really helpful.
Post nut.
Yeah, that too. But no, yeah, I don't think I could anymore. But I also
blue
don't.
Ball yourself?
Yeah, blue ball myself. I mean, I don't want to blue ball myself. But yeah, I guess if you're jerking off, just stop before you finish.
Oh hell no!
Exactly. I like. I mean,
about me, I'm a get one.
No, because when I had it, I was really young, and then like I don't know if it's the same situation for you, because Mike,
I was young, 18. 18 is pretty young.
Yeah, but like, I think I was just doing it from making out with a girl, and it happened real quick, and.
this ouchie.
Yeah. And then she was like, what's wrong? And I was like, oh, my stomach. I honestly didn't know what it was.
Yeah, right.
I was like, my stomach hurts. And then I remember also, yeah, just going back home and finishing. Pain.
I'm like, oh, that's what it was.
He's so jacked.
I know, right?
Daniels.
Yeah, brother.
I thought you were going to say something after that. I was waiting. Oh, oh okay.
What?
Blue delts. Arm.
Your balls on your shoulders?
Are yours not?
Where yours?
He's looking at me.
That's why I thought it was so weird.
We told that story, right?
I don't know.
I think you guys.
Is it a story?
I don't
like kind of often?
No.
Oh. You don't?
No.
I feel like you've told me multiple times.
I mean, I'd say that, but I've only done it like 14 times.
Today,
I think I've done it like twice.
Since getting the standing desk, he doesn't need it.
One of them was on stream.
Was I streaming? I don't remember if I was just on Discord.
I think it was just
not.
Discord, yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember.
At least the time I was there for it. It was just Discord.
Yeah, well, yeah, because I just said it in the middle of my sentence.
It's like, oh, I sat on my nuts again. We're like, again.
And then it's because I was walking away, and you're like, wait, Warren, come back. The fuck you mean again? Only sometimes.
Going for?
Like an hour 12. We could cut it here if you want.
Unless
we only have more stories.
30 minutes of shit we shouldn't say in public to just masturbation stories.
Well, that's. You didn't say that.
That's true.
I guess.
But he's right.
Joseph edges himself.
He's not wrong.
Huh? I nutted on pancakes before.
Have you really?
Yeah, but not like the way that you think.
What?
Hold on.
No.
What?
We're not cutting this. You explain this.
Wait,
shit right
what the
now.
Fuck does that
I don't
mean?
Give a fuck about the time. You fucking tell me right now what that means.
What do you mean not the way I mean? What? I feel like the thing, the way I'm thinking of, is the most
it's the
like,
only
way,
way that it can happen.
No, but like.
Like
not
syringe
like,
it or some
not
shit.
For like not, I wasn't like into that or just like.
I would hope
like,
not.
No, I wasn't like.
Huh.
No, because that was the only thing available.
What?
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 What situation?
There are
you
many
in?
Other things that you can do.
Was
it
the
on.
Only option.
It was like there's no towels. There's no handkerchiefs. No, I gotta use a pancake. I gotta use this fucking plate of flapjacks.
No, because okay, I was away, like on a work thing, and then I was in my hotel room, and then like we had IHOP for breakfast. But I didn't finish the pancakes, and then it was just like I, you know, sometimes when you plan to beat your meat, you have like a towel on the side or like tissue prepared. Sure. I didn't.
Your pancakes.
And then that was right on the desk right next to me on the hotel bed. And then I was just like, you know what? I was about to finish. I was like, you know what? I don't want to get it everywhere. I don't want to, like, I'm not rude. I'm not going to get it everywhere. So I was just like, oh, pancakes. I I reached for the container. I reached for the container, and there just so happened to be pancakes left over. And then I was just like...
So you opened the container, not like on top of it?
It was open already, I think.
I can imagine getting like, not out of the container, pancakes.
Not on top, not on top.
I didn't make a mess, though.
I'm happy for you, I guess.
That's impressive.
Is that the word?
All right, fine. We'll continue on that last story. What's the weirdest thing you've nutted on?
That was probably my weirdest.
I don't know if I
have. I don't think I have.
I don't think I have a weird option either, but I was seeing if you anyone did. Like, oh, I mean, Joseph's done it on himself before.
Oh, that is true. Okay, so I guess my own face. If that counts. So who's...
That happened to me before, though, too.
Yeah, see, I'm not weird.
Almost caught me in the eye.
It's happened to me on accident.
No, so for the layout of my room is my bed, and then right next to my bed is my computer desk. And there was a time where I actually saw dried cum on the monitor. I was like, damn, that shit shot far.
That's impressive.
Holy fuck.
I was like, holy shit, that went far.
You're not trying to plug it because you're shit strong.
She's getting there fast.
Yeah. You got swimmers.
Fucking divers, bro.
You ever hear your cum?
What? Like, what does that mean?
No, like, wait, what?
No, like, when it drops or anything like that.
Like
a splat, right? Yeah. Or like something small. Yeah, but yeah. I remember I didn't nut for a while. And then it was just like, honestly, it was like mad thick.
Yeah.
And then like I nutted like, this time I didn't have pancakes, so I nutted on the floor. And then, bro, I swear,
you don't gotta explain that
shit
part.
Was like raindrop. Like a hard ass raindrops on the floor. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't have pancakes, so... You didn't have to explain that part, Kenny. We figured.
I'm hoping that every time you jerk off, you don't have pancakes.
Pancakes around me.
What?
Never take me to IHOP.
Wait, I've been to IHOP with you.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Did you have pancakes?
Yes. I don't go to IHOP for anything. Other than
pancakes. Yeah, well, I got to say is
did you turn
may
around?
Or may have not gotten some extra.
I was about to say, did you turn around for like 2 seconds? Yeah.
It takes about like at least a minute.
You went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
I don't leave out pancakes like that. They
especially in Kenny's presence.
Now. Not anymore.
Oh, hell no. I'm not even ordering pancakes for you, nigga.
You just slide your plate over to Kenny. You're like, you know what to do?
Butter me up.
The next time a fast food place doesn't give you your sauce, be like, Kenny, you coming over? I got a task for you.
Any other weird places you nutted?
I don't have anything that I could think of, at least. I'm sure there has been, at least, but
yeah,
nothing
top of my
that
head.
Like, comes to mind. Like pancakes.
Yeah, I think that's just a you.
What about weirdest place?
What?
Oh, sorry, continue your thing.
I was
going
to say, I think my most in one day was, I think, when I was in New Paul, I had a hotel room to myself, and I was like...
At the Comic-Con we were at?
Yeah, when you guys left, when everyone left, that night, dude, I went to town.
I think you told us about this, yeah.
I think I jerked off like 6 times.
Just that night?
Yeah, like actually, just that night. And I woke up that morning tired as fuck.
And then you had aura. Or that was the day before.
But I don't blame you, though, because like I feel like you don't get that
privacy. Yeah, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
True.
Like,
yeah, I was alone. I was like, hell yeah, I'm fucking...
Like, beating me in the bathroom ain't the same.
I don't even do that.
You guys can do it in the shower?
No.
No.
I
mean, it's not preferred, but like you just if no, you
I'd
had
rather, if I had the choice, I definitely wouldn't.
What about pancakes?
Really?
Yeah. I just don't like doing it in the bathroom because other people go in there. That's always my thought. Like I can't get that thought out of my head that everyone else uses that. So I'm like,
or people take a shit in there.
Yeah, but I'm like, imagine if like I jerked off in the kitchen. That's what it sounds like to me. Like it's that kind of. Because everyone uses the kitchen.
That ain't
everyone
the same.
It's not the same.
I know it's not the same, but it just feels
okay,
bad.
Okay, I see your mindset,
I don't like
though.
It. So I just wait until eyes not home. Yeah, it is.
Maybe you need to find weirder places or other places. I'm
just gonna go to my car in the middle of the night.
I respect it.
All right. So yeah, leading off of that, what's the weirdest place you've nutted?
I think mine's the pantry.
Not location. So. Like location. I mean, not like onto something.
I think my backyard.
I've done it on a hiking trail.
Okay. In the middle. Are we talking about
jerking off or just
yeah. Okay.
I think so. Software update.
So jerking off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, your mountainside doesn't count.
Right.
I think just the backyard, like bright and early in the morning.
Like off the balcony.
it was like my parents were at home and my friends are talking about like just being out in the wild and like I was thinking, oh, my backyard's kind of like the wild. Same shit. So I literally woke up, like, had morning wood, and I was like, I'm fucking drinking off in my backyard. I was naked in my backyard, drinking off.
You have neighbors that could easily see you?
Nah, they couldn't see. I have, like, really tall bushes.
I wanted to do it before, too, but my shit is so open.
Yeah. No, well, I do have a highway behind my shit. So, like, if people were really looking, I mean, they have, like, half second to see.
Yes, yeah, they're not going to see. Yeah.
You never know.
Fine, I did it at the studio.
I think the worst part of these is that Kenny doesn't have a segue. He just does it.
I mean, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I mean, was it like in the bathroom or just like in the studio?
In the studio.
Okay.
Oh, like in the actual... What, were you looking
Kenny's
at yourself
like,
in the mirror?
Kenny,
or
Kenny's
like,
looking in the mirror. He's like, yeah. Oh, fucking looking good.
I mean, I don't blame him, but...
Which one? Maybe you shouldn't say.
Tell us off podcast. We're not gonna do studio anymore, but I'm not gonna say the location.
Is it one that we've been to?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you there alone?
Yeah, of course.
I wasn't sure.
I would hope so.
I don't know. Sometimes we use multiple studios at once.
Him and a plate of pancakes. In the studio.
Nice. Yeah. I don't
have any place.
Your house. Joseph's house.
Mm-hmm.
Do something different.
I know, right? Prude.
Yeah. Go at the gym.
Let's all just go to Joseph's place and jerk off there.
Let's all go to all take a different room.
Yeah.
No. Same room.
All different parts of the basement, and then call out when you finish.
Marco.
Con.
It's gonna spill. No, we're good.
All right, I guess
try it.
Okay.
Sorry.
I was just gonna end it.
Let's see how fast can you drink off faster than when I solve the Rubik's cube.
Probably.
What are you like?
2 minutes? Two minutes, right?
2 minutes.
Yeah, probably.
I think it'll be opposite. Done. It'll be opposite. You solve it before I finish.
But he does it in like a minute.
Exactly. That's a challenge for me.
I mean, you have to make eye contact the whole time.
Okay.
That'll make it easier for you.
It'll be harder for him.
Would it?
Yeah, no, it would make me too turned on.
Yeah, probably. All right, guys. So I hope you enjoyed that very interesting podcast. I couldn't think of a better adjective. But it was a very in-depth and quite personal episode, I guess. Damn. That was Honeybee Podcast season 4, episode 4.
Can we never explain the pancake story to anyone else in chat? So that whenever we start dying, whenever pancakes are mentioned, it's like, why?
Yeah, I mean, I'm done. All right, guys. So that's it. I'm Warren.
I'm Jay. I'm Joseph.
I'm Kenny.
I'm Mikey.
Goodbye, everyone. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for watching.